Now, what's the most popular? Like when you get a box of chocolates, let's say there's 35 or 50 pieces of chocolate.
Mixed pack.
And I
like
just
a classic Whitman sampler.
Classic Whitman sampler. And they're great. I like the old Whitman sampler now.
Me too.
My father used to bring it home for my mother.
I love the fact that they still sell them.
Yes.
I mean, I haven't opened one up in a decade.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I'm not sure Valentine's Day, and it may be, I've been married 22 years. So what we do on Valentine's Day is exchange cards, and I'll give flowers. And it's basically just like a, you know, hello and how are you?
You've lost that love feeling.
Do
you never close your eyes when we kiss anymore?
Do people still really get into Valentine's?
I think they probably. You know who you'd be a great person to ask is your daughter. I mean, she's 16. Well, shot a bow in her life.
Her boyfriend.
I bet he goes.
He's going all
over
out.
And above.
He's going all out.
Well, and now, I mean, you have Valentine's Day, but you also have. Which I saw celebrated online a lot, what they call Galentine's Day, where it's, you know, you go out with your...
It's for the ladies.
I know, you hate that. It's I can see your eyes.
It's ridiculous.
But I think that has enhanced Valentine's ridiculous. Day.
I think it takes from it. I think that if you go out one night for Galentine's Day, maybe you don't have a Valentine.
Not everybody has a Valentine.
Yeah.
Right, but it's not Valentine's Day. It's Galentine's Day, which was made up by Parks and Rec, a show I like.
And yet you poop all over it.
I do poop all over that. I think, how can this possibly be? That and Friendsgiving, you know how I feel about
it. Oh, yeah.
Things. I hate them both. It's like, how dare you? Thanksgiving is for family, and Valentine's is for your lover, not for your friends, not for your gal.
Be alone, loser.
Be alone.
You should be sad. It's what you deserve.
Exactly right.
How do I know?
Happiness.
How dare you go out with your friends?
I'm a gift from the Lord. I know this stuff.
I know. Thank you. I'm special. I can see.
I don't think you've heard.
Jesus, God, it's so horrible. When I hear Galentine's, I'm just like, no. That episode of Parks and Rec was on the other day. I told my wife, turn this off. Turn this mess off. Even though I love the
show.
Skip this one. All right, what's the best filling in one of those where you're looking at the chocolates and you're trying to guess which is the best?
I know what my personal go-to is.
I bet it matches up.
The cherry cream filled.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, my God.
I love them.
That is by far the lowest.
No. Caramel all day.
Everyone hates those. Caramel is by far the number one choice.
See, I'm not a caramel guy.
Right. What about a nougat?
Nougat's number two.
I can handle nougat.
How is Chris Dim getting these and you're not? Come on.
I like the cherry. I love that little burst of cherry.
The liquid?
Crap, yes. Oh, it's delicious.
It's awful.
It's pure sugar.
Let me say, when Chris Dim was working at the drugstore where he worked as a teenager, it was late 70s, I would guess.
That's right.
Mid 70s. That's when my father would bring home chocolate covered cherries for my mother for occasions.
I would hazard to say, I don't have the figures in front of me, but I would hazard to say that was the golden era of the chocolate covered cherry.
I have,
because we would sell packages filled with nothing but them.
Do you think they're still selling chocolate covered cherries today?
Because I'm sure they're somewhere.
And inside it was this nasty liquid.
That goo?
The goo and that awful cherry. I mean, it tasted like bitter. It was awful.
It squirted all over you when you bit into it?
It was always, yeah.
I hated it.
When my mother gave me one after my father brought the cherries when I was about 10 years old, I ate it and thought, these are awful. I mean,
no.
These are awful. I mean, and it is by far the lowest on the list. Mint also got a low rating.
Yeah, I
like chocolate and mint, but like it's got to be dark chocolate.
The coconut was number three.
I do like a coconut.
I do too.
What about your nuts, wafers?
Tied for third.
Okay.
And then toffee, which I think is becoming more.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of
cool. It's an old person's candy.
Oh, you do? I think it's growing. Although.
You're growing.
I'm growing. Now, I do like a toffee. I like a chocolate covered toffee. And I just had a piece yesterday. I had a piece of toffee. Something's going on here. I don't know.
Is that negotiable?
I'm identifying.
It's not on the list, is it?
I'm not supposed to have desserts.
I don't think that counts as dessert.
I mean, I haven't had a candy bar. I haven't. It's a tiny little piece of toffee. I gave it to myself for Valentine's week. I said,
for Galentine's.
For Galentine's. I hate that term. I hate that term, but I did have it.
You know, one of my favorite memories about working at the drugstore, you brought this back. They're flooding back now, the candy sales we used to sell for Valentine's. Mm. We would sell scores of Whitman samplers.
Yes.
Tons.
Yes.
Because it was any, you just grabbed it and walked out the door and right. you were done for Valentine's Day.
Mm.
We had a little sleeve, yep. a little, I think I may have told you about it, like you a cellophane did. Sleeve.
Yes.
That you had to, we slide, on December the 26th, we'd slide the Christmas sleeve off the Whitman sampler. Now, these came from Whitman's. And then we'd slide. It's like a band of, around a wad of cash. We'd slide the Valentine's on. Then on Feb 15, we'd slide
it off.
Easter goes Mother's Day. Always the same.
Through the
it was
year.
The same.
My
box.
Lord.
That's retail.
The same boxes.
That's called retail. I love it.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Good for you, Whitman. Good for you. This is Jim
Gaffigan. Sample this.
Now, Jim Gaffigan talks about the playing the roulette, which filling am I going to get?
Valentine's Day, the tradition is we give each other those big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate. Have you ever eaten any chocolate out of those big red hearts with any confidence? Well, this could either be really good or totally nasty. And I'm just pig enough to find out. Ah, I got the one filled with toothpaste. I'm going to have to eat another 9 to get rid of that flavor. There's the big red hearts filled with the gamble chocolate, or the tiny chalk heart-shaped antacids. I know I make you nauseous. Here's a Tums with Hug Me written on it. Maybe that'll help.
Jim Gaffigan on Valentine's Day. One year when I was working television, this is big time TV, someone had done a taste test for Valentine's candy. He went out on the streets and did it. So we had about 600 pieces of Valentine candy up front. I mean, really, a ton. And I ate almost all of it. I just kept going back to the front and eating it. And they didn't have enough to show on set that night. They were like, where's the candy?
That's my prop.
I had eaten all of it. Terrible.